Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
The tiger mosquito continues its way north in Europe. In France, in the year 2022, there are more cases of mosquito-borne diseases like dengue and chikungunya than in the previous 20 years combined. Local authorities there are stepping up efforts to prevent the spread of that mosquito. In a few minutes, we'll speak to Professor Jerry Killeen, Acting Research Chair in Applied Pathogen Ecology at University College Cork. But first, we're joined by long-term Paris resident Kieran O'Hagan. And Kieran, you're very welcome. In your experience of mosquitoes, And in your experience of mosquitoes over the past 40 years that you've been in Paris, do you see a big difference from, we'll say, 40 years ago to now?
Well, there's a big difference in the past 3 years.
Okay.
It's been getting hotter and hotter, and the focus has been on the rising temperatures. But for me, the really big change has been the rising numbers, indeed the hordes of midges and mosquitoes that have been invading my garden. We live just outside Paris, and before we could go out during the day and we wouldn't be bothered, but now when you go out during the day, you've got either the midges or the mosquitoes that attack you day after day, and that's new. That's in the past 3 or 4 years. Previously, we just had some at dusk and during the night, but now it's 24/7, unfortunately.
And what are you advised to do then as citizens? Is there anything you can do to stop them breeding, to try and reduce the number of them?
Well, you're advised not to leave any pools of water about. Of course, if it rains, that's a bit difficult. You don't leave any water in the flower pots and so on. Luckily, this year it's been much drier than last year. So although it's been very hot over the past few days, the past 3 days, the temperatures have been approaching 40 degrees. The mosquitoes this year are not quite as bad as last year because of the drier climate. This year. That'll change. That might change, of course, but that helps.
Is there public chemical spraying going on to try and treat for, particularly for chikungunya?
That's in the south of France.
Okay.
And there is in the cities and in the towns, and you're fairly safe in those areas. But once you go outside the cities and towns, then you're at risk. There is some spraying as well in the Paris area generally, but there's no sickness as disease mosquitoes yet. But they're coming earlier, and they're on a march northwards, it seems. And so it just seems to be a question of time before we're impacted.
And what about then mosquito traps in parks and public places?
You can put mosquito traps if you want to every few hundred meters, but you're not going to put them all around the country. It's not quite feasible. It's the weather that's really the big driver, and the weather is changing. And unfortunately, I don't think there's too much we can do about it.
Mm. I mean, it must be horrible, Kieran, is it? You know, like if you've never had them before and then suddenly they're everywhere.
Well, it means on a very hot summer's day, if you want to go out into the garden, you just have to dress up, put on some repellent. And it might be 40 degrees outside, but you need to be quite well clothed. So that's miserable.
Are neighbourhoods pitching in together to try and, you know, I suppose, as you say, if it rains, it rains. There's not a whole lot you can do about a body of water. But I think there is an app called Zap to report mosquito sightings. I'm not sure exactly what you do once you sight them. But are you in on that, or do you think that's helpful?
Well, I think they're looking for the sightings of the tiger mosquitoes, which are rising in numbers, the more aggressive ones. Mosquitoes have been endemic in northern France, but they were the more timid ones. They came out at night time, whereas now there's more aggressive ones on the way.
And what about symptoms then of things like chikungunya, symptoms like flu, fever, violent muscle pain?
Yeah, well, chikungunya is the one that really concerns the French authorities because in the overseas territories, a lot of people have come down with it. And it's a pretty nasty illness, and it's coming now into the south of France. I think the authorities are afraid that the next 10, 20, 30 years that's going to be on the increase, and there's really no treatment for it.
Okay, well, Ciarán, thank you very much for joining us to give us your own experience. And I know you contacted us here on the programme, so I really do appreciate you getting in touch. Our email, indeed, if you want to contact us on the programme about this issue or anything else, is drivetime@rte.ie. I'm going to go to Professor Gerry Killeen now, who, as I mentioned, is Acting Research Chair in Applied Pathogen Ecology at University College Cork. And Gerry, thanks for joining us. So we do have mosquitoes here already. What type do we have?
We've got about 12 different species there, and the Ireland festooned with them. There's plenty of mosquitoes in Europe, including Ireland. But you know, fortunately, most of those just leave us alone. They're not interested in us. They primarily feed on birds and livestock and wild mammals. But you know what? It sounds like your caller there is dealing with. There's out of all the hundreds of mosquitoes on the planet, there's a small number, about a dozen, that are really good and specialised at attacking people. And the daytime biting is a giveaway. So there's only really two mosquitoes in the world that'll really have a go at you in daylight hours. And one of those, they're both Aedes. Aedes albopictus and Aedes aegypti. So I'll bet you if he takes a close look at what's biting him, it'll be black with a little white stripe along the thorax, which is kind of basically between the shoulders of the mosquito.
Okay, and that's the tiger mosquito, is it? The Aedes aegypti.
That's the tiger mosquito, yeah.
And that's in northern France now. Is it coming to Ireland?
It wouldn't surprise me. One of the things that's kind of turned these two particular mosquitoes into a kind of a global problem is that their eggs are very robust and can, you know, survive dry for long periods. So they move well around well on ships. And other forms of human-mediated transport, and they're actually a very human-adapted, very urbanized mosquitoes. So actually, when I think of chikungunya, Zika, dengue, these are vector-borne diseases that are kind of more centered in urban areas. And there was a case of dengue, local dengue transmission in Paris last year. So this is the first of these human-specialized mosquitoes. Or the second, really, that is comfortable in temperate climates.
Yeah, Ciarán there saying that, you know, it's only in the last couple of years that he's really noticed this increase in the mosquitoes in France, and that is when the temperatures got much hotter. Like, he's talking about temperatures of 35 to 40 degrees. No fear of that here yet, by the looks of things. So will that protect us, or like, could they survive in, we'll say, 30 degrees if we started heading towards that on a regular basis?
Yes, well, actually, what's allowing, there's actually a nastier one. It's African cousin Aedes aegypti that is kind of very constrained. It needs kind of tropical and subtropical temperatures. But the tiger mosquitoes, albopictus, originates from China. It's better able to deal with cold winters, and it's really more about surviving the winters and then coming through in the summers. And then the summer is the time that we have the problem with vector-borne diseases, because these viruses and parasites, they live in a cold-blooded mosquito, and they actually reproduce and develop in the mosquito. So they need warm temperatures to do that. And that's why a lot of these diseases are considered primarily tropical diseases. But of course, that's changing as the climate changes.
And we have a text here from a listener in County Clare, and they say, my bedroom has been a bloodbath the last two nights here, never mind France. Whatever kind of bugs they are, they're awful. They keep you awake all night, buzzing around your ears. I mean, it sounds like as well they're biting if they're mentioning bloodbath, that listener. I don't know, do you have any insight on the basis of that limited information, Gerry, what that might be?
I would guess that's Culex pipiens. So look around for a drain that's got quite a lot of vegetation in it, or a piece of sewage infrastructure that, you know, is accessible to flying mosquitoes, and they love that stuff.
Oh, so that is likely to be a mosquito, you think?
That sounds like it, yeah. It sounds like it. And it's so that would be the vector of things like West Nile virus, etc. But you know, in our historical temperatures, at least that hasn't been an issue. But in warmer climates, you know, that's a mosquito that can transmit quite a few things.
Okay, and not entirely. Sorry, just finally, worry our listener in County Clare. They're unlikely to be carrying the West Nile virus, or would you suggest they?
Yeah, no, I would until further notice. Okay. Although, you know, until further notice, I'd say, you know, relax about that.
Okay.
Our temperatures are too cool. And it's important not to get these risks, you know, overblown for now.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking about 300 cases of dengue in a population of 500 million people.
Okay, and that does put it in perspective. Jerry, listen, thank you so much. We'll certainly have you back, and thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That's Professor Jerry Killeen there. Before that, we had long-term Paris resident Kieran O'Hagan.